Today, former felons must get their rights restored by applying to the Office of Executive Clemency or the OEC. Neptune Beach Republican Representative Cord Byrd says he's heard from Florida veterans who want to get their rights restored but can't because of the backlog of thousands of applicants.
Vietnam veterans who came back from the war dealing with certain issues, maybe they aren't on drugs, they're an alcoholic, and they commit a crime. They have lived a 40 years of crime-free life. They're productive members of our society. They can't vote, they can't own a gun, and when they call me and ask me about the process, and I have to tell them that, yes, you can apply through the OEC, and yes, there's a backlog of over a decade, maybe someday you'll get a hearing, get your rights restored, I've had them tell me, I'll die before I have that opportunity, so I'm not even going to apply. That's wrong, and we can do better.
That's why Byrd, along with Jacksonville Democratic Representative Kim Daniels, are sponsoring a measure to provide a judicial alternative to Florida's executive clemency process.
Because every crime is unique, and the set of facts and circumstances surrounding that crime are unique to that individual. Our judges, the people who sentence those individuals, should be the people who can't have the opportunity to restore their economic rights and their constitutional rights.
Under the bill, the petitioner would still have to notify the state attorney, who can still object to the petition. Byrd says the measure also does not block the governor's authority to grant clemency. Meanwhile, an effort is underway to constitutionally restore the rights of former inmates automatically and to put that on the 2018 ballot. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.